Cletus. Good to be back at camp meeting again. I tell you, think about what Brother Milby preached the other night. How long been since you really praised God. I tell you, I thought I'd praise God till he got done, but I tell you, the Lord's good to it. And that fellow said today, look in the sack. So look in that sack, sign to praise the Lord. I want you to pray this morning. I felt like God laid something on my heart all morning. I've had the church on my heart. Somehow I know about the church, and I guess I ought to know something about one. I've been pastoring churches about 57 years. Been the same one I'm at now, be about 46. But I want to preach on the thought out of Psalms today. Turn your Bible, Psalm chapter 65, and also Psalm chapter number 36. Let's read a couple of verses there. In Psalm chapter number 65, notice verse number 4. Bible said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and called to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And back in Psalm chapter number 36, and about verse number 8, the writer had this to say, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy praise. I just want to read them verses today for a few minutes and try to preach on a thought today that God laid on heart years ago. My friend, why I'm satisfied with an old-fashioned church. And, my friend, a lot of time when this church age today, God, not many old-fashioned churches left. Now, somebody said, well, Brother, ours old-fashioned. I tell you, a lot many today up and down this land, church that I preached at, Brother, 50-something years ago, and I go back, try to have revival. Bible men just altogether differ, but I still like that old-fashioned Holy Ghost, a fork and lightning church, don't you? Them that love God. I know it's not all a shout. I know, my friend, you can't shout every time, but my friend, I think about this David. I must have knew something about the goodness of the house of God tonight. Three or four things like the mention, my friend, satisfied, brother, in God's house. First of all, my friend, because I'm satisfied in an old-fashioned church of a lot of sound preaching. I tell you, my friend, up and down this land today, we got a lot of carrying on. We got a lot of, my friend, program out today. But my friend, an old-fashioned church, thank God there is some old-fashioned, brother, sound preaching from the Word of God. I mean, our isms, everything, just goes out the door and just stay in the book. Amen. The Bible said this type of preaching, my friend, brother, being commanded from God. When that great apostle Paul, the writer of several books of the Bible, my friend, got all that young preacher Timothy, I can't find one time in this Bible that Paul said, brother, go and have a bunch of jokes in your bag. My friend, go around, pull some, brother magician, or a bunch of brother Thomas, a thing like that. But Paul said this young man, Timothy, said, preach the word. My friend, there's nothing, my friend, in this world get the job done. Brother, said, preaching the word of God. And Brother Isaiah made the statement one time and said, cry loud. He didn't stop. Then he said, spare not. I like to see men get up and preach, my friend, against sin. I like to see men, my friend, and do what God, what brother said in the Word of God. I mean, just get in that Bible. Brother, just preach the Word. I mean, what I believe and think about lots of time may not be the right thing. I'll guarantee you one thing. You stay in this Bible and you get the job done tonight. And not only that, I'll be old fashioned. Brother, sound preaching, not only commanded, I believe, thank God, it's consistent with the Word of God. I believe, my friend, we got lots of men today that still love God. All of God's men ain't going to the pots. Brother, all of God's men ain't changed around. My friend, we've got men that still love God. And Paul said, this young preacher said, be instant in season and out of season. Now, you can interpret that several ways. My friend, you can say it like me. My friend, lots of time. My friend, you go in the house of God. And brother, I can almost tell you, when I pull up in the yard, my friend, for revival, I can almost tell you, brother, of what's going to happen. My fit is far as the power of God concerned. And brother, you hear me. My friend, you get an old-fashioned church. I'll assure you, my friend, they'll have the power of God. And that's what I call brother preaching by being instant. Thank God in season. Brother, any man that's got any grace of God at all, any man called of God in an old-fashioned church that's got the spirit and the power of God, you can shout, you can run, you can jump, and you can holler, and you can preach, brother, freedom in an old-fashioned church. I'll tell you, friend, the power of God's there. Brother, I believe we ought to be consistent. I don't change for nobody. What they get's what they see. I've been a lot of places up and down this, and I've been in some churches. My friend's a cold. Bless God, a cow, give a popsicle. My friend, you hear me. But listen. A lot of preachers said, well, I just couldn't hardly preach tonight. You may not hardly preach, but if you've got the grace of God, brother, rare bag, brother, preach the same preaching. Are you doing the power of God is there? And if you get in that snake hole enough, you clear that bunch out, and whoop, brother, see an old-fashioned revival. I like me and my friend. They don't say a lot of preachers, if everything ain't going right, I'm just going to quit. I just ain't going to preach no more. Well, if you do, brother, I don't think the cause of God will suffer a bit. What you need to do, my friend, be the man of God. When the devil attacks and begin to get you down, oh, look at me in that tone of voice. My friend, you just stand up there. Brother, take what the Bible said and just preach it. I'll tell you, when I think about that lots of time, I love them kind of churches where people of my friend are in there and where men of God, brother, consistently, brother, preaching. A sound Bible preaching, my friend, is commanded. Brother, consistent, and it's also corrective in the house of God. Whoop, I feel like shouting. I'll tell you, friend, I love the Spirit of God. Paul said, you'd rebuke them, reprove them, and then exhort them, all long-suffering in doctrine. I'll tell you, friend, you hear me tonight. They brought the old-fashioned church. We got men that stand up there. He said, brother, preach that. You have to rebuke folks sometime. You have to correct folks sometime. I'll tell you, I had a choir leader. My friend, where was that? He'd been dead many years. That old boy could get singing out of nothing. But he'd just shout and stomp all over the place. I remember him said one time, oh, if I was a preacher, I'd preach on heaven all the time. I love that man much as daddy. I thought, yeah, you would. You may be bankrupt before you know it. There comes time. I don't like, let me say something, preacher, and I'm not trying to be a pessimistic. There comes a time that you have to take that Bible and, brother, straighten out folks in your congregation. I mean, there comes time. If you don't do it, the next thing you know, you'll be packing your bag and they'll be bringing something else in. But don't never, I don't believe for a man of God in right mind and loves God. I don't care, brother. I don't believe you'll preach and jump all over a church and laugh about it. I just don't believe you'll be that. I'll tell you, friend, when I have to preach that kind of preaching, it breaks my heart. When I know, my friend, them folk, brothers fed me and they took care of me. And, brother, I know that God has sent a message that just ain't going to help. They gonna like it. Friend, it breaks my heart. But my friend, I must please God and stay with God for that. Oh, you say, but preacher, I'm afraid they're gonna run all that. I found something out, Pastor, the last 57 years. If somebody in your church gets a mind to go, you well to let them go. Because somewhere, somehow, woo, glory to God, they're gonna find the reason. And so you may as well preach it and just let them go. You've done the will of God. I mean, and it's a sad situation. But I love an old-fashioned church. I love this kind of meeting. That's what I cut my teeth on. And friend, I think about the writer there. And my friend, you think about of this preaching. One other thing about that kind of preaching, thank God they are commissioned to it. What did the Bible say? He said the word of God shall not return void. I don't know where you're at every time. I don't know where I'm going every time. I just ride by preaching. If it hits you, grab it. But somewhere down the way, Brother God, woo, glory to God, some way God not let it go forward. It'll have a purpose. And brother, somebody there needs that servant. But do it in love. Do it in the Spirit of God. And stay in the book. And God will bless it. I'll tell you, I like an old-fashioned church. But Paul, my friend, the sound preaching of this there. And I like an old-fashioned church because of the scripture meeting. I mean, you think about it. I don't know. I'm not saying everything wrong about these folks. A lot of them got their menus. That's up to them. I mean, they know who's going to pray before they get there. And I'm not vilifying that crowd. But my friend, listen. And they know who's going to sing. What all of a sudden if God jumped in that thing? And boy, God blessed you. And you felt like shouting. What would go wrong? You just ain't on the program, honey. I like an old-fashioned church that where everything goes led by the Spirit of God. I mean, a scriptural type of meeting. And I think about, first of all, where's personal recognition? The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are hid. And friend, inside of an old-fashioned church, God knows, Brother Hugh, God knows who's sitting there with a burning testimony. God knows who's sitting there, feel like singing a song. God knows, feel about them. And God knows who should be doing the preaching. I'm telling you, friend, brother, I went one time, brother preach, and honest, brother, when I got there, I just told that fella, brother, he just wanted me to preach as a pastor, and brother, it hadn't been long ago, in my home church, and I've been there many a time, and our brother sat there, and he said, Brother Bailey, it's going to preach. I just shook my head, no, he ain't. Brother, going up that road, Brother Clayton, I don't know what happened, over that home. Coming, going up that road, God just spoke to my heart and said, "Now, preacher man, that pastor has got a message that need to be preached." Preacher, what are you doing? Brother, he preached it. I enjoyed it, and they had me to friend listen. Don't ever be selfish. I just felt like he should preach. I can go there any time. But brother, listen. In an old-fashioned church, brother, Bible said God knows him. He knows him that are here. And brother, if one name is that name of Christ, depart from iniquity. In most old-fashioned ways, I mean, we got folks that probably don't love God. We got folks in our churches, my friend, that probably don't mind the Spirit of God. But on the whole, and on the average, an old-fashioned, a Holy Ghost-filled church, a mind God, and you'll have media, and you leave there with a smile instead of a merge, look like a Missouri mule in a briar patch. A lot of folks leave our church sometime, and you think they sucked every lemon in the fridge. I can't stand to get up to preach and look out my car. I don't let them do it. I just don't let them hold it. Bless God, you smile. I can't stand that old smirky grin. If you're in the house of God, in the Spirit of God, what in the world are you about to faint and have a heart attack for? I'll hurry up a minute, but I'm saying that I believe an old-fashioned church. My friend that's there, then I like that because they persist in praying. I believe folk in old-fashioned church, they don't have their prayer wrote out. I'm not saying that. I'm not no judge But I like an old-fashioned church. You may call on somebody to pray. He may not dot his I. He may not cross his T. He may stutter. But you just feel, woo! Glory to God. You can feel something when that fella prayed. Brother God, that's praying in the Spirit of God. Some of you folks look at by singing that mother-in-law didn't move in, did she? What I'm saying, friend, today, an old-fashioned church, and then I like not old persistent prayer, I like that precious singing. Now you can have this old, folky look like that. I like them old-fashioned songs. What's happened to a lot of our singing? They sang a lot of unscriptural songs. I'm not being pessimistic, but I think about a lot of time they get up and say, if working and praying, well, you can hang on to it, that ain't how you get fat. And brother, listen, when you think and they say, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner, glory, heaven's high grade in a cotton field house. Bro, we didn't have but about one bath. Didn't even have a bath. We had three rooms and a path. And what I'm saying, and brother, I'm not looking for a cabin in the corner of glory. I'm looking for a mansion in the presence, glory, of Almighty God. I mean, think about these songs we've had here. Ain't that good singing? And my church don't let me sing much. They say, they don't think I can sing. I got news for them. I can sing I want to. They just don't know it. But what I'm saying, an old-fashioned church, you hear some song that gets down inside. I mean, again, I'm not saying nothing wrong with them folk. They like their singing. They can have it. And I'll take the kind I like it, where the Spirit of God gets it. But have you ever seen folk once in a while? They get up. I don't feel like singing. I believe you ought to sit down. Now you ought to just sit down and behave yourself because you ain't going to. And boy, then they get up lots of times. Don't give me wrong. And this. y'all pray. My thoughts are, you know what I think sometimes? They're doing that maybe in case they don't do so good and they can blame it on a little throat. I like an old-fashioned church. When somebody gets up to sing, and boy, and here folk get up to sing, and here they are, like that. I like to smile, don't you? I like, bless God, to feel the power. And if they've got God, are you going to feel the power of God from that singing? If somebody said, preacher, I can't carry two in a bucket, I don't mean a thing, but make sure God is, I like to see you when they get up to sing, just jump up here and say, these little kids do a good job. These adults do a good job. And a matter of fact, brother, we all together, we're one big family. Why be jealous? But I beat them singing. Now, honey, just come on up here and prove it to me. What I'm saying, an old-fashioned church, they just sing and prefer one another. And boy, you just get so happy when you leave there, you're ready to shout. I like that brother sound preaching. I like that brother today. And then I like my friend. Praise God, that scripture meeting, that precious singing. And then I also like the personal testimonies in an old-fashioned church. Now, you don't need to get up, preacher, and run a hot dog stand in testimony meeting. Who's next? I told out the church tonight. I said, heaven help. I ain't run no hot dog stand. I like in a church, but an old-fashioned church, boy, somebody jump up over here, and they may can't hardly get up. Woo, you can feel the power of God. You should have a little deacon down at my church. A little short fella. He'd get up, brother Pace, to testify, and he couldn't say nothing. That fellow raised that little hand. Boy, heaven come down. The power of God, people shout. He had some fire. He is a blessing. Brother, you can't be a blessing of getting up and telling up all your troubles. I love testimony meeting. But you know what? I love for you to testify when you get done, sit down and shut up. You ever seen somebody get up, boy, they somebody tell something good, and boy, the power of God's there. And 20 minutes later, they tell you right back down the bottom. An old-fashioned church has people. My friend, they need. Thank God that personal. Now, I got an old-fashioned church. Not only do I like my friend the sound preaching and the scripture, I like spiritual-filled people. I like what my friend with the Bible talk about being full. Now, Paul made a statement. And said, be not drunk on wine. As words in excess. But be ye filled with the Spirit. Somebody said, preacher, I got saved. Next day I got sanctified. And the next day I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that's your belief, okay. I've done a little better than you. I got all mine one teal. But then there comes a time that we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. In order to be a Sunday school teacher, you need a fresh filling of the Spirit of God. In order to sing or preach or be a deacon, and a matter of fact, you deacon ought to be chugged full of the Spirit of God. I like an old-fashioned church where there's spiritual feel. When they get up, brother, a fella gets up to preach, he don't have to worry about it. They just preach. Ain't none of us alike. I ain't up here trying to out-preach you folk. I ain't up here, my friend, in no preacher's contest. I learned a long time ago, ain't no good that kind of stuff. If you can't hold my coat when I'm preaching, there's something bad wrong. I preach a lot of men down the church, they say, ain't you jealous of what? Praise God, they get somebody saved, they have some church. Brother, this old-fashioned church, a brother, folks, spiritual feel. I believe if you got as a PS, I believe that spirit gets in them fingers, don't you? That was getting my old trying to your pardon the personal reference. Old Mountain View Baptist Church, why I got saved, run from God about 4 years, and he tried like to kill me before I went to preaching. Hello, lady, last year, never know the thing about playing. She'd come down that little country road, go into the church, and sit down on that piano. And that's how she learned to play. You talk about, brother, you got ready to sing, just show her the book. One thing about it, though, she like that chung. Boy, I'll just tell you one thing. Brother, that woman, you can just feel God. When she hit them ivory nose, woo! Brother, I like that. And brother, when somebody sang, I like to feel something. Praise God, I come to get something out of it. I like an old-fashioned church. Now, you can have a pruny church, or you can have a lemon-sucking church. I'll take a spiritual field church, won't you? It's a lot better to look out there and see people smiling. It's just back there and said, boy, I wish it hurt and get on. I wish that too sometimes. I see a congregation there so dead sometimes. I thought, I better hurt and get done. But then I think about them spiritual field folk. And then what I like all that, and that's one thing I really like. I like an old-fashioned church that shouts of praise. Like that message Brother Milby brought the other night, Brother Winkler both. But I like that, brother. Praise the Lord. They're going to throw me out of one of these hospitals one of these days because I've been thrown out of bed again. It don't bother me, but if I'm going through the hospital, I get the thinking just right. I'm just liable to let go. I just have a good time. I mean, friend, we need to praise God, not to be seen. When you're happy, and thank God, brother, God brought me through 2 open heart surgeries. Went back to preaching 5 weeks after each time. Doc said, your wife, I said, you ain't got no trouble with a muscle thing. Well, I ain't got no muscle. He thought that's fast muscle. But what I'm saying, brother, God done, I praise God for that. Because we're going to die someday. Hey, we're going home. I'm going to get all the use out of this body. I can't, but I don't need no more. I mean, the shouts of praise of the saints of God, He's worthy of our praise. I'm afraid we're praising man too much in this day and hour. I'm afraid we're praising. I don't know if I'd get offended at me, but when I think about this bit of praising man, lots of time in our singing, lots of time, boy, we praise singers. I love singing, like I said a while ago, but let me tell you something. Preaching is the most important thing. It's the most important. When you get to putting singing before preaching, And add all that doing that, your church is headed for a downfall. Don't get wrong, singing. I love singing. And I tell you, I love good singing. But my friend, I love nanner pudding. But I get full sometimes nanner pudding. But I mean, I love churches. Well, old friend, when they use it, if they're really spiritual, thank God, they're going to shout and pray. Now, if you get up and sing and you start shouting, don't shut up. I'll shout with you. Jump on the bandwagon. I like them shouts of praise. When somebody back gets up and shouts, don't hear that much now, do you? Man, I've over in Chicago and up some of them places up and down in Indiana place. I've been in some of them places. I was up there one time running revival right across from a beer joint or some kind of. I was scared to death, afraid them folk gonna kill me in that place. But anyhow, what I done, and this woman came in that church one night. And a man came off. He's I don't know what he was. He was sitting in the back, but he did get right that night. And I appreciate that. Oh, had a good meeting. And after that, next night, he come up right behind me, and I was, of course, getting ready to preach. He said, "Preacher." I said, "Oh, what is it?" He said, "I thought you were going to get in a fight last night." I said, "What do you mean in a fight?" He said, "All them people up there hollering while they're trying to sing. They shout." He didn't know what it was. I mean, friend, that man didn't know. He thought this hollering. Well, he said, "Crowd, I like that hollering, don't you? I like that old-fashioned brother shouts of praise and giving God the glory." And a big, heavy woman like, I mean, brother, she was like, I used to be real big, and I'm nothing wrong with that. Brother, bless her, she got down, she didn't think much about that singing. She got saved, Brother Mill, I ain't never seen a woman. She got shouting on her knees all the way across that floor. She said something to talk to me one time. Said, "Brother Buddy, you shout, you going to still shout?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You see that bus out there in front of this church?" I said, "If God gets hold of me, I might jump over that." I like shouts of prayer. I don't like it in church. But y'all pray to me. I sure am having a hard time. It's all right to request prayer when you have, but don't get up and tell me about Grandma Susan, Uncle John, all that when you're having meetings. Get up and praise God that you're alive. Hey, praise God, you're alive. I ain't never preached no live person's funeral. I preach hundreds and hundreds of funerals all the time. I do. That boy brought that in a while ago about them undertaker. Well, let me tell you something. I've always said, I know I'm selfish, but I've always said, if I had one request, what I'd like to be doing when the Lord come, I'd like to be preaching funerals. Why, preacher? Well, I mean, I just wouldn't. I'd like to be out there about the time I read the 23rd Psalm or whatever I done and said the last prayer. And I looked over and that fellow sort of touched that little lowering device. And all of a sudden that saint of God said, "Come up out of there and son, I'd be changing my garment. You'll probably see a bunch of undertakers hitting the road." What I'm saying, though, friend, God is come. We got something to shout about. I got to get on now. Not only that, God wants us to praise. He said, like Brother Mills, that everything hath breath, praise Amen. Ye the Lord. Amen. Have you got breath? Amen. You don't know dead folks praising him, of course. He knows and I know. There's a lot of dead Baptists trying to praise him. I mean, that happened. He said, everything got breath, praise the Lord. And boy, the walls of Jericho fell when they shouted one time. One other thing I'm going to try to close. I like an old-fashioned church because it's a sure place to find help for burdens. He said, cast your care upon the Lord. He cares for you. I believe a church, I don't care what you say about that. A broken-hearted person can come in, if it's a good old-fashioned church, and you can find help for that broken heart. I never have seen a bunch of drunks and gamblers. Somebody said they're alcoholics. No, back in my days, they're drunks. I've never seen them. A lot of them have some good works. But when people gets in trouble, the place to go is an old-fashioned church. People there that's compassionate, they love folks, and they have a desire to help one another. Isn't it wonderful? That preacher talking about how folk helped him, how he reached back in that bag again. I can attest to this, brother. Churches, old-fashioned churches, still love, have a compassion one for another. Amen. I know we're just, you know, let me say this and I'll explain it to you. I know we're one big happy family. Of course, somebody's looking up here and say, you don't look good enough to be called my brother. Well, now, let me turn that around. If you come up here and see what I'm seeing, then you'd leave me alone. But what I'm saying, but that may be, but we're a family. And I know families, now get this, families will fuss. They do have a little spout, but let me say, I learned something as a young man, Cletus. I told somebody, you ever see two brothers getting a fuss? Boy, they're going to half kill one another. Don't never try to help one of them. Don't do it. I don't care. Don't do it. As sure as you do, when you grab him, them boys will beat you half to death. Don't do it. I'm telling you what I know. They may fuss a little, but them are brothers. They love one another. Wouldn't that be good if us Baptists, we're going to fuss a little bit. You ain't going to like everything I do, and I ain't going to like everything you do. But we should be a family where nothing should get out the door. It oughtn't go nowhere, till we got together again. And when somebody jumped on one of our brothers, start running, hold it, that's my brother. You come just a minute. Let me say that I cured a fellow one time. He's in heaven now. I believe he's saved. He's a preacher. You know how they'll come, oh, so-and-so, blah, 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 run me down. I guess I ought to trick the man. Well, there wasn't nothing wrong with him. I just pulled up in front of the church one night. I said, come here a minute. Is he in the car a minute? He said, what you doing? I said, me and you is going to go right down yonder at that woman's house, and you're going to tell her what you told me. Oh, no, no. I said, oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, you talk about stopping problems. I go in off crying and crying. Oh, Mr. So-and-so, that's something. Say again to me. What good's that going to do you? You know, when I was a young preacher, I couldn't even preach if somebody said something. Bible, why didn't I preach? Hey, well, ain't you glad you're saying, I can't finish that. If I love the Lord, say amen. If I still love me, say amen. Okay, you got it, son. Lord, I quit on that. No, I quit. Amen.